Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One of my favorites, an idyllic fall Saturday. Rico Beard luxuriating in paradise. Tom the Lab at his side. We're ready to roll. And thank you, Tom. Great to hear you. Rico, I tell you, when I think about the all-time freedom fighters in this world, you think of people like Nelson Mandela. You think of people like Samuel Adams.
Yes!
You think of people like the Mahatma.
Yes.
And you think of people like Kyrie Irving.
No.
That's where we begin today. Stephen A., please. I'm starting with this for totally selfish reasons. If you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know that one player rises above all for me as far as disdain, vitriol, intolerance. His existence offends me. It's Kyrie Irving. And yes, I admit him ruining one of my teams is one of them. But this is what this guy does. So I have to start with this, and that's what I'm going to do. Because after all, I'm on the marquee. So here's the deal.
What's the nickname you have for Kyrie again? What is he?
He is the athlete equivalent of penile cancer. Because when he comes to your team, you die. When he arrives to your team, you will die. He will burn you to the ground. So Kyrie Irving, now we all know what's been happening, and I'm not even here to talk about it. He doesn't want the vaccine. The Nets have said, you have to get it because we play in New York. If you don't get it, you can't play. So the Nets made a decision. We can't have a part-time player. It's not fair to the teammates. It's not fair to the championship drive. And it's just not a direction we want to go. So Kyrie, listen, for all the people who've said, okay, Kyrie has his freedoms. NBAPA has not mandated it. But where the team plays its games does. Kyrie is not going to follow that. He wants his freedoms. He wants to do his thing. God bless. Freedom ain't free. Now the Nets have said, if you don't get vaccinated, that's fine, but you can't play here. So everyone should be happy. His freedoms were respected, and the Nets went a different direction. But that's not where the story resides. No, no. The story resides in the whacked out, delusional, insane, and in need of medication 5 inches between Kyrie's ears. Kyrie Irving's reasoning for all of this. Shams Charania, who's one of the great reporters in the NBA, quote, multiple sources with direct knowledge of Irving's decision have told The Athletic that Irving is not anti-vaccine. And that his stance is he's upset people are losing their jobs due to vaccine mandates. It's a stance Irving has explained to close teammates. This is about a grander fight than the one on the court. And Irving is challenging a perceived control of society and people's livelihoods. It's a decision he believes he's capable to make given his current life dynamics. Quote, Kyrie wants to be a voice for the voiceless. Well, Rico, Lottie frickin' da. We got a regular Malcolm X over here. I mean,
he cares about the people, Mike. He cares about the people.
And you know what? What about the people you promised you were going to join to win a championship? Can you imagine being James Harden and Kevin Durant privately? And Kyrie Irving decides, I'm going to be a voice for the voiceless. Not with issues like sex trafficking or child labor or children starving or animal or just abuse.
Or even the curvature of the earth.
Right. No, people. No. This will be the crucible that guides me. Kyrie wants to walk away, and he thinks he's a voice for the voiceless. God bless. Because let me tell you how this is going. Outside of some deranged chat rooms that will make flags with Kyrie's face on them, the rest of us are laughing at you. You are walking away from $40 million. You are making a fool of yourself in the public, and you are hoeing out your very friends that you bonded up with and teamed up with to win a championship. You will forever be vilified in New York. You will forever be vilified in the NBA. And you alone will cause the Nets to not win a championship. The level of self-importance, of arrogance, and of delusion of Kyrie Irving has never been on fuller and grander display. And for any of you who want to pick up the phone and call me, just remember something. You got everything you wanted here. You've told me for 18 months, we want our rights. Let us do what we want to do. We don't have to listen. Okay. You got exactly what you wanted. The Nets didn't make Kyrie get a vaccine. They said, listen, if you want to play in New York, we have to do this. We can't have you be half wet. You cannot be half pregnant. You're in or you're out. Kyrie has protected his rights and said, well, I don't want to do this. And the Nets are saying, okay, well, then you can't play for us. And that's no big deal. You can go do something else in this world. Go make pottery. That's every... Now, Kyrie's saying, well...
No, he's a freedom fighter now. That's
right. What
he's gonna be.
What about the people losing their jobs because of mandates? Well, here's the thing, Kyrie. It's weird. You can get a different job. See, freedom's not free. I'm free to tell you what I really think about the University of Michigan and their handling of the Dr. Anderson case in free terms, including the F word. And my company's free to fire me. Because my words have a cost. I'm free to say them, but they are not free to say. Kyrie is free to make this decision, but the decision comes with consequences. He's not being thrown in the gulag. He's not being put on a boat and deported. He's not being jailed. He is free to make this decision. But what I'm making fun of now is the fact that he's deluded enough to make it. Can you imagine? You are at the height of your powers. You gave Kevin Durant and James Harden your word you were getting together to do this. Everybody else in the Nets organization has done it. Everybody. But you're the special case. You're the guy who, instead of just saying what the reality is, which is you're a nutcase, flat earther, bleep hole, you're going to hide behind, I'm Mahatma Gandhi. I'm giving a voice to the voiceless. Stephen A. Smith, and I know I make fun of Stephen A. because he's apoplectic about his morning omelet all the way to any of his sports takes. But Stephen A. nailed this today, and he said it. In his 25 years of covering the NBA, this is the biggest bunch of nonsense he's ever incurred. And when you think about the NBA and their specialty, which is nonsense, that's saying something. It's Rico, the floor is yours. This is proof positive. I was right all along about this guy. You can throw the number out. You can ask a question. You can do whatever you like because I've said what I need to say. Show's yours. I'll be here till 6. Gulak.
248-539-9797. No, when it comes to Kyrie Irving, I laugh because it's like, well, who's listening to him? It reminds me of the Dave Chappelle skit when, you know, when they would bring up Ja Rule to talk. It's like, who the heck cares what Ja Rule has to say about anything? Like, who's listening to Kyrie Irving? If you're going to him for your information on anything to do with the vaccine, you've already failed. You've already lost. I don't know who are these people that he is trying to represent. I don't know if these people even know that they're being represented by Kyrie Irving. But I just laugh like, no, it's not the vaccine. I'm standing up for the people. So you're a martyr now. Wow. I think probably Kanye West has a bigger ego than Kyrie Irving right now. I don't understand it. I'm not a Nets fan. I would be furious. I got a feeling that Harden and KD already have given the okay. If I'm with that, because the Nets,
do you think the Nets would make that decision without consulting Harden?
No way.
KD said, you could polygraph
him in a body bag. Yep.
F him. We're moving on. Yep. That's exactly what they said.
Yeah.
We'll go find somebody. Bad teammate.
Right. We between James and I, we're enough. We just need somebody who can get us the ball. That's his job. You could become the Eric Snow of the team. Get the ball 41 feet across the court and then pass it and then just step back and let us do the work. The fact that he's not doing this and the fact that the ownership came out and said that, read between the lines, people, they didn't do that in a vacuum. They got the approval from the other two big guys who said, we're okay. We're trying to win because our window is short. Okay, we got an opportunity to be the best. We were literally a fraction of an inch away from an NBA final. And we did it without that guy last year. We could do it without that guy again this year. And I think that's what really takes place, Mike. They went far without Kyrie because he was injured. I'm treating it like it's an injury. Don't need him here. Let's move on. But he's going to be a freedom fighter now.
He is so delusional. He's insane. And if you just don't want to take the vaccine, that's fine. Fine. But he takes it to a different level. A voice for the voiceless. No, everyone's got a voice. And if you don't want to take it, don't take it. That fight was 3 months ago. I'm done with it. You don't want it? Don't take it. World's moving on. You've made your choice. Live with your choice. We have people we work with who haven't taken it. I don't hate those people. And if we were in a state that mandated it, they'd be put to a choice. We're not in a state that's mandating it currently. It's different in New York, just like it's different in Canada, just like it's different in England. Different places have different mandate. That's it.
Yeah, but I
don't control that.
No, but here's the difference for Kyrie X. If you go out there, and you're right, don't go to work, don't do this. Kyrie has enough money; he doesn't have to ever work another day in his life. The people who he's standing up for, they pull that stunt: unemployment line, homeless.
Well, and he's saying that he's standing up for them. And it's like, well, no, there's nothing to stand up for. If you are in a point in your life where your job mandates getting a vaccine and you don't want it, go get a different job. How is it any different than your job mandating different hours? All of a sudden mandating nights and weekends. All of a sudden mandating time that you don't have. People make decisions all the time to get different jobs. No one's losing their job. You're making a personal choice that puts your employment at risk. If your job has a drug policy and the policy is, look, don't do coke, and then you go out and do rails off a toilet seat, you're making a choice that puts your employment in danger. Mm-hmm. Look, you're making the choice. Well, I don't want to have to make that choice. Well, too bad. That's part of being an adult. People are put to choices every day. You don't think radio guys are their day parts are moved? And they have to make a choice. Am I going to accept this or am I going to go somewhere else? You don't think salespeople have to make choices when their comp is changed, when the policy on payout is changed, when what they can and can't do with clients changes? They have to make a choice. Do I still want to sell radio or not? Those choices are put upon you on a daily basis. Don't act like this vaccine's any different. Oh, well, this one involves my body. Okay, it's no different of a choice. You don't want to take it, don't take it. Go get a different gig. And if your gig's more important than your perceived freedom, take the vax. Andrew Wiggins did, because Andrew Wiggins had about 30 million reasons to do it.
Not only that, but see, Andrew Wiggins knew he wasn't in the same shape as Kyrie. Andrew was expendable. They didn't want him around in the first place. You're giving us a reason to get rid of you. Yeah, Kyrie,
no doubt.
This really came down to what James Harden and KD have to say about this. Kevin Durant, and they, when they signed off, it was like, we don't care. We're going to do this with or without him.
Rico, currently, I mean, I may as well be hanging out with Lil Wayne and Jamarcus Russell, sipping on some purple drink. I have a few Jolly Ranchers floating around the cup right now. I mean, I'm grooving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.